friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. The words of Jesus from John chapter 16, verse 33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Doesn't that just get you excited? I love it. John 16, 33. Hello there, friends. Speaking of excited, I'm Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you on this 20th day of June, 2013. This, of course, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Of course, I'm the friends part. How's your week coming along? You hanging in there? You doing all right? Getting used to these temperatures? Yeah, it's been warming up quite a bit here lately. Summer has officially arrived, which is I'm okay with. I'd rather have 90 degree weather than dealing with snow and ice, which is kind of interesting because my wife, Aubrey, loves the snow. She loves it. I get so frustrated when I look at that white stuff, and she gets so excited. And I get so excited when I see the sun beaming out at 90 degrees, 100 degrees, and she gets so bummed out. So we have to live with each other. So, no, it's been great. I've been loving these temperatures. And regardless of the temperature, friend, I hope that your week is coming along quite well. Mine has been okay. I've been trying to get to the gym. I've been going for about 5 days a week now for the last several weeks, and which is I've been pretty consistent in that. However, my issue is still eating like I'm a baboon. So I could use some prayers on that. I really can. So be praying for me on that as well. So I'm going to continue to work out this weekend and hopefully not eat like a baboon. Maybe like a baby baboon. Maybe. I'm not sure. So that's what I'm doing here this weekend. In fact, friend, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I'll tell you what. Lots of great events happening. Of course, the third Friday sing at the Booty Baptist Church coming up tomorrow night in Booty, Illinois at 7 p.m. Also, starting tomorrow through Saturday, it's going to be the DNA of Relationships Conference at the Windsor Road Christian Church in Champaign. Also, the Powell family will be in concert at the Living Word Family Church in St. Joseph Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, there's going to be the Citywide Christian Fellowship and Agape Feast with missionary Aaron Roberts at the I Hotel in Champaign. Lots and lots and lots of great events happening here just within the next couple of days. You can take a look at what's happening in our area by visiting our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on the events tab. Well, coming up, our devotion for today will be focusing on an area that many of us tend to struggle with, loneliness. So we'll be talking about that and what the Word of God has to say about the matter as well, right after this song, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
To my feet and a light unto my path.
Well, friend, loneliness is one of the greatest problems people face today. In fact, I was reading that it is one of the leading causes of suicide. People feel various kinds of loneliness. One of the most common is the loneliness of solitude. In fact, when I was 16 or 17 years old, and I will never forget this as long as I live. In fact, I feel like it just happened yesterday. I was taking out the trash in the back of my home in Chicago, Illinois. I was putting the trash in the bin in the back alley, and I saw my neighbor across the alley. She must have been in her 80s, and just months prior, her husband passed away. So after I put the garbage bag in the bin, I walked on over to her and said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And friend, I will never forget this as long as I live. She looked at me, and I can see the tears just well up in her eyes. And she said, "I really, really miss my husband." And friend, I will never forget that. Because I saw a woman who was not only mourning the loss of her husband, but she now has to deal and cope with being lonely in that big old house. She was lonely and she missed her husband. And friend, I know there are many people today who lost a spouse. May have been just recently, or it may have been just a few years ago, but that loneliness is still there. There are teenagers dealing with loneliness. In fact, it's the third greatest killer of students of suicide in the United States. That's the leading cause of suicide for teenagers because they're lonely. And to be honest with you, finding God in loneliness can be a struggle sometimes. It really can. And yet the Bible is full of lonely people. Joseph was kidnapped and finds himself in a foreign land. Moses is exiled from his people until he is 80 years old. Ruth and Naomi feeling abandoned by their own community when their husbands die. David has to flee for safety and live in caves for several times throughout his life. Elijah is a fugitive and just wants to die because he is so lonely. Daniel is isolated in the lion's den where no one can help him. And surely none of us has experienced the excruciating loneliness that Christ must have felt as he hung on the cross. The scripture says that God the Father poured out his wrath for our sins on Christ. And as noonday light turned to darkness, Jesus cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" I believe that one of the most painful aspects of the crucifixion was the terrible loneliness that Christ must have felt on the cross, bearing the sins of his people and the wrath of his Father. Friend, what are God's solutions to the problem of loneliness? Well, number one, we need to accept the unavoidable. Jesus warned us in John 16:33 that in this world we would experience many troubles. In fact, James 1:2 says that we are told to be consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Now, if any Christian thinks that they are going to escape loneliness in this world, they will be very disappointed. But as believers, we do have hope in this promised difficulty. Listen to this. "But now, thus says the Lord, your Creator, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you." Some encouraging words there from Isaiah 43. Again, we see the word "when" used, indicating that trials should be expected. Loneliness in this present evil world is unavoidable. Some of us will experience much loneliness while others experience less, but we all will experience some amount of loneliness, and we need to accept the unavoidable. So what is another solution that God has to the problem of loneliness? Number two, rejoice in the benefits. And the second step to overcoming loneliness is to recognize that some loneliness may be a beneficial experience. That's a hard one to grasp. James 1 says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be complete and perfect, lacking in nothing." James's message to us believers was that the trials are indeed painful. They are. Friend, I'm not going to lie and say that I'm smiling through each and every trial, but we should be encouraged by the knowledge that God is using them to do good things in our lives. Therefore, we can accept a trial like loneliness as necessary and beneficial. So, friend, we need to rejoice in the benefits of going through loneliness. Loneliness can also encourage meditation and reflection. It may cause us to come back to the Word of God as we seek to find out what God has to say about our problem. Loneliness may cause us to examine ourselves, to think about changes we need to make in our lives. These are all beneficial results. It may help us and develop understanding and compassion for others in similar situations. It may cause us to realize our need for other people. But as we know that our God is sovereign, He has allowed the struggle of loneliness in our lives for a purpose. And we need to, as difficult as it may be, rejoice in the benefits of this trial. So what is another solution for loneliness according to the Word of God? Well, this is a great opportunity to get to know God better. Third step to overcoming loneliness is to develop an intimate relationship with God. Now, for those who are not believers, those who are not what we call Christians, this requires a new birth in Christ. And we become sons and daughters of God only by realizing our need for a Savior, confessing our sins, repenting of them, and professing faith in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And for those who are Christians, this requires, friend, practicing the presence of God. What do I mean by that? In other words, we need to actively seek to develop a deeper relationship with the Lord so that He is the center to everything we think, say, and do every hour of every day. I heard of a story of a man who wanted to develop a deeper relationship with God, so much so that he got a kitchen timer on his microwave and set it off for 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes, that timer would go ding, and he would be reminded to think about God and to pray. He has done this for several weeks and consciously directing his attention towards God every 15 minutes of the day in order to develop a habit of thinking about God. What a great idea. And sometimes when you are lonely, sometimes there are moments in our lives where all we want to do is just pull the covers over our head and just forget about life. But friend, if you are struggling with loneliness, now of all times is the time to pursue God with everything that you have. So God's solutions to the problem of loneliness: 1, accept the unavoidable. 2, rejoice in the benefits. 3, get to know God better. And 4, I just encourage you to serve more. What do I mean by that? Contact your pastor. Step up and volunteer more in the church. Get active with other individuals. Get active with other Bible-believing Christians that maybe are contagious with their relationship with God, the joy in their life, that where it can bleed on over into your life. And who knows, God just may ordain a wonderful relationship for you. Get active in the men's ministry. Get active in the women's ministry. Small group Bible study. Get active in the youth group. Friend, now is the time to be spending time with other brothers and sisters in the Lord. And maybe, friend, you're listening today and loneliness isn't really an issue for you. Or maybe you're in a season right now where you are feeling great, not dealing or struggling with loneliness. Then, friend, if that's you today, then I challenge you. I encourage you to think of somebody you know today that may be struggling with loneliness. Somebody that maybe is in your own family. Maybe somebody that's in the church or the neighbor down the street. Reach out to them and just let them know that you're thinking about them. My grandma, who I love so dearly, I believe struggles with loneliness. So from time to time, I just give her a call every couple of weeks just to let her know that I was thinking about her. And friend, let me tell you what, she is almost in tears when she hears my voice. Just the thought of knowing that somebody had remembered her just blows her away. So friend, all it takes is just a phone call today to let that person you know, just to let that person know that you're thinking about them. And how good it is to know that when we are in our lonely moments, that we have the Lord Jesus Christ to lean on. Amen and amen.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, He'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried. Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late.
River, and a great song entitled 4 Days Late, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. And friend, thank you so much for just letting me tag along as part of your Thursday. And you can find out more about this radio ministry, Great News Radio, by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. And there you can listen to archive programs of Mark and Friends. Also, you can find our program schedule and program guide there, as well as an opportunity of sending in your gifts of support to this listener-supported radio station. And maybe you can even send your words of encouragement as well. Again, it's all at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope and pray that you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's Mark and Jason for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends as they will continue their study in the book of Acts. It's coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.